You're listening to AdLib, a podcast for the advertising nerd in you. Recorded and produced at Pushbutton Productions in downtown Orlando. PushbuttonProductions.com. Let's see what's in store for you today.
Which of the microphones do you like the best?
The one John's on.
Check two. Attention, please. Today, I'm going to talk about chili.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I'm just enjoying that word presently in sunny Florida.
Chili. It's 1,000 degrees today.
Oh, my literally. God.
Chili's is going back to their roots and more nostalgia-filled deliciousness. So I'm going to talk about that. They actually did a good job. So I'm excited to.
Chili's has roots.
I want to dare somebody to take somebody on a date to Chili's because that would be embarrassing.
I did it once. We can talk about that when the time comes.
But, pathetic.
What advertising talks about and what reality talks about. Yeah. We're going to explore the differences today on AdLib.
And I'm going to, I guess we'll continue the food theme for no apparent reason. I'm going to talk a little bit about Chipotle. They have a new web video. And, you know, they've had a lot of problems recently. And we'll see what we think about.
Does not affect their sales.
Yeah, we'll see what we think about whether it's going to have an impact. And I would say the preliminary answer is no.
Yes, going viral at Chipotle has a totally different meaning.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Wow, did you work on that one?
No, I stole it.
Oh,
I know.
Son
God,
of a bitch.
Why would you do that to me? Everybody thought I was so damn clever for a second.
Man.
And I'm going to stray a little bit from our lightning round. Yeah, we're going to do a battle of the brands.
Ooh.
Should be pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We'll be talking about... We'll be pitting a couple of major brands that are currently going at each other and get opinions around the room to see who's currently winning that fight.
All that, plus useless commentary and tasteless jokes on AdLib. Here are John, Yash, and Brian.
Okay. How was 4th of July? Everybody have a good time?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah?
My default reaction to things is no. Nah.
I was waiting.
But
how was it? No. Oh yeah.
I mean, actually,
I had a great time.
Actually, I had a really good time.
Oh shit! How did that happen?
I had family in town, and then my family pulled out. Literally, it was like a scene from a movie. They exited and on their way back to South Florida, and my friends all pulled in at the same time. It was like mom and dad were leaving for the weekend.
Oh, nice!
And then we had a big party and watched the fireworks from the rooftop.
For the listeners of the podcast, Yash lives a stone's throw from the office, and it's a swanky downtown Orlando bachelor pad, and it's fun. It's a really cool place,
I
hope you don't move out of there.
I might move into another one in the same building, but...
Okay, does that mean I have to help you move?
Hell yeah, it does.
Damn it.
Figure it out. Don't be an asshole.
I've helped you move every time.
Moving sucks.
Likely.
Moving does suck. Brian, did you sell your shit out of your... storage unit yet?
No. I'm finally to the point where I think I'm going to cave after 35 friggin' years of having crap in storage.
You sell the blue couches?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because I'm like, it'll cost thousands of dollars to replace those. In the meantime, I've spent many more thousands of dollars storing them in a friggin' mold-filled hangar from World War II.
Can't put a price on that smell, though.
Yeah.
I think we've all spent a night on that couch.
But, the fungus,
a lot of tears on it for some reason.
The fungus that grows on the DNA that is currently all over the surface of those things is a very pleasant color green.
Nice.
It's cute. It's really a nice color.
What about your children's 4th of July there?
They were passed out, man. They're just, you know, kids run rampant, you know, especially at this age. Like
are they not proud to be Americans?
Not yet.
Or at least they know they're free.
actually, I didn't know if they would be freaked out by the fireworks once they were asleep because, man, it sounded like they were shooting them off my backyard, like when we got home from the barbecue that we were at. Like, it was so loud, and I thought for sure they were going to wake up. They did not wake up, so that was awesome. The other cool thing is I got to go out on the back porch and watch fireworks, so that was cool. Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
I played horseshoes for the first time in many, many years.
How'd you do?
We didn't get to finish the game. We got interrupted by people blowing things up. But
I did better. Redneck weekend. That sounds great.
Oh, it was a redneck 4th of July over on the coast. You know, there was lots of tattoos and motorcycles.
That sounds awesome.
It got to be a little
did
much.
Did you ride a motorcycle?
For good old Brian. No.
Did you get a tattoo?
No. I have still resisted those things.
Speaking of motorcycles and tattoos, Chili's.
Chili's is back.
Chili's is back at it.
Nice segue.
Yeah, segue, Sam. Mm-hmm. So they've got this whole hamburger hippie vibe going now. So does anyone in this room, well, you guys have now seen this.
Yes.
Matt, are you listening? Matt's listening. Matt, would you think that Chili's, where do you think Chili's would have originated from, the restaurant?
I would have to guess Texas.
Okay, it was.
Really?
Ah. Yeah, it was.
Wow. Okay. See, I would not have guessed that.
Neither would I.
What year would you think?
1982.
Okay, so that seems like I would say probably if I didn't watch these ads, I would think the same thing. It's actually started by a bunch of hippies in the mid-70s. Long-haired dudes with mustaches, shirts off, whatever, and the whole thing was around hamburgers and
reeked
stuff.
Of patchouli, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And cigarette smoke and mm-hmm. past blue ribbon. So anyways, they're going back to the roots because they think what they're saying is a lot of people don't know their roots and stuff like that, and they're actually going to increase their marketing spend after they had a decline in sales. So.
Why would you know Chili's roots? Why would that even? It's like learning about Applebee's. I have no interest. I don't care. Yeah.
I have a thing about Applebee's. I just will
it's
never.
Disgusting.
I will never go to Applebee's.
Your neighborhood shithole. Whatever. Positioning statement is.
I lump Chili's, Applebee's, and Ruby Tuesdays into the same category.
Chili's has more of an attitude. I feel like I don't know. People can get a cheeseburger anywhere, Yash. Mm-hmm. They come to Chili's for the atmosphere and the environment.
I gotta say, I was pleasantly surprised by these ads. I wanted to hate them. I went in wanting to hate them, and they were really, really good. But I have to ask, and I don't think you have an answer for this. I don't think that the footage that they showed that was supposedly 1975 of the original restaurants, I don't think that was original footage.
They probably couldn't afford cameras back then.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Those
to
things
have
were
like
expensive
the things
70s.
That the cameras were doing in the shots, I'm like, this is like modern camera technology.
With filters
on it. Like,
well, of course.
No. I wanted to see if you're gonna tell me about your history, well, why not just make it still photography? Photos.
They don't have actual footage from the 70s of these people putting together these giant, juicy, delicious-looking burgers, which you will never actually see at a Chili's.
And then the other thing I thought, because I noticed stupid shit like this, was they showed the Chili's logo on, like, the doors and, like, stuff, and it's the new Chili's logo, and I just don't know if there ever was an old Chili's logo, or if that's...
It may not have changed. I don't remember it changing over the years.
I don't know. But I'm saying, if that's not their original logo, that's a big fuck up.
So they're gonna increase their marketing spend by 16% for the fiscal year, which is cool. And they got a new tagline, "Chillin' since '75," which is cool.
That's great.
And then they're actually, remember how we always used to joke about food commercials where it's like the lobsters thrown in butter for Red Lobster,
yes,
and the butter splashes,
flying
super
shrimp.
Close up,
yeah.
of the food. Well, they actually. They really don't do that in these spots. I mean, there's a couple times where they show the burgers up close, which actually look really good.
Yeah,
they do look good.
But like, so there's the whole commercial is not filled with these close-up food shots, which I thought was pretty cool. And then we all work in audio here, and we know how expensive it is to license songs. They licensed "Slow Ride" by Foghat, Brian's favorite.
Oh yeah.
Slow Bow, bow.
Ooh La La by The Faces and Tush by ZZ Top. And they're also now in the restaurants going to be playing 70s style music as opposed to like the pop stuff that they play now.
Oh, I might have to go there now for the first time in years.
And Yash, they're going to be on Snapchat now. So you'll have to check that out.
That's a good thing. I'll have to check out the filters when I go to the restaurant. I'll tell you, in honor of those hippies, is why I'm not wearing shoes in the studio today.
I am not either.
This is why I have my nasty
that's why it
runner's
smells
feet
delicious.
out in the studio.
Damn it, now I feel left out. We should get a sandbox for
this. Take your
week.
Damn shoes off, Brian. What are you doing?
It's too late now.
So, and then another cool thing that they quoted was Chili's was started by a couple of guys, and authenticity is never a bad thing in this increasingly manufactured world that we live in. So, I think that's cool that they're doing that to shed some light on it. And then you can get Angus Burgers grass-fed for a dollar extra, which I will, I think I'm going to go try. I'm going to do it.
GMO
I might give him a shot.
Angus Burgers.
I did actually take a date to a Chili's.
Yeah, let's hear about this.
A number of years ago. And she...
I like burgers. I like red red beef.
Put some wheatgrass on there, please.
Oh, this bun. Do you have a multigrain option? Sorry, Brian.
Good Lord.
I had to get that.
That was well. Is it a cage-free egg on top, please?
I'm lactose intolerant. What cheese options do you have? You have a soy-based cheese.
Dear God.
Okay.
So, where were Brian, we? You went to Chili's recently.
Oh, yeah. And in retrospect, we didn't go for the food. Apparently, it was because they had some sort of incredibly good margarita special. Like two for ones or two for... I don't remember what
That's
it was.
That's a thing, yeah.
Is it two for one? Yes. I don't remember.
Always.
But what I do remember specifically is that I had like seven of those damn things and didn't catch a buzz at all.
That's because you go to Grills and get their margaritas and you have a tolerance
and
of a horse.
To poison
me. No, that's all damn
but,
sugar in
I mean,
crap.
Yeah, like seriously, you it's have gross. Like, I had a bunch of them. It wasn't quite seven, but like several. And of course, I was hoping probably to get the girl a little tipsy. Right. And, but like after several of them, you know, it was very clear that it was mostly sour mix and salt. And I'm like, no wonder why these things are cheap because there's no tequila in them.
Right.
So, and I swear I didn't go back for years. And then I finally went back. And I was kind of underwhelmed when I went over on the other side of town here. So, you know, maybe I'll give him a shot.
Was your date underwhelmed?
Yeah, she was underwhelmed too. I was underwhelmed, but we were all underwhelmed.
I'll tell you,
next time go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
Chili's remains the only place where I ever wrote my number down on the receipt and gave it
to a server?
To a server,
did it work?
No. I was 17, 18? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was mostly on a dare, but
if that
I really
would have worked.
If that would have worked.
Man.
I know.
That would be awesome.
I've done that twice. I don't remember where the second restaurant was. First one was Chili's, though.
Hope you left a good tip.
Man, at 17, what do you think? Me now barely leaves a good tip.
I left like a dollar, but I did leave my phone number, so that was cool.
It's worth a couple bucks. Brian, what do you got?
Chipotle. This is a fascinating thing.
We just had lunch there.
You've heard. Oh, yeah. And you did it despite the recent problems that they've had?
I've eaten there numerous times since then. And I'm somewhat okay.
It's a fascinating thing because they are sort of the victims of their own methods and their own philosophy, which is to, you know, use high quality, fresh ingredients, ideally local. And then obviously, apparently, they have a hard time keeping these high quality, local, fresh ingredients free of salmonella and other things without spraying them with the cancer-causing crap that other chains spray them with to keep them.
Pick your poison.
Yeah, right. Let's see. You can either have salmonella or some tumor growing out of the side of your head in 10 years. So they had 43 stores that closed in Washington and Oregon, and they had some a whole bunch of other problems. So anyway, so they're doing this video, and it's supposed to be kind of a feel-good thing. First of all, I like their slogan. It's kind of a hippy-dippy, it's cultivate a better world.
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
Kiss my ass.
And then so they have this video. It's an animated thing. And the gist of it is that there's two juice stand owners who are kind of competitors. It's a boy and a girl, of course.
Naturally.
And they're using conventional methods like, you know, new menu items and different discounts and price promotions to attract new guests. And then at the end, they realize if they combine their efforts and just unite to create a food stand that offers fresh ingredients, then they'll be winners. And
are they
going to
merge with Moe's? Are they going to merge with Taco Bell? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. But it's called a love story. So obviously, you know, it's this whole little cute little lovey-dovey little boy and girl, and it's really cheesy.
Come together.
Well, I wish they would have had that. The thing that really pissed me off within about a tenth of a second was the fact that they remade a Backstreet Boys song.
I want it that way.
As if there was no other music on the fucking planet
to redo.
If I did have an appetite when I first clicked on it, it went away quickly when I had to listen to that.
Are you kidding me?
Now, Yash, we all know your attention span. Brian, do you think that it could have been done in 3 minutes?
That is the other thing I was going to say, is even though it's a cute story and whatever, it's over 4 minutes. Who is going
to
watch that?
I watched it because I had to talk about it here.
They're going
to
play it in movie theaters where you have no choice.
Right, right. It is going to be in some movie theaters.
Yay,
but mostly
fascism.
They're relying on their web traffic, YouTube and Hulu and stuff, and I just don't see, I don't really see it taking off. Oh, by the way, you want to hear, this is another fascinating sort of little side story.
Uh-huh.
Among the other troubles they've had, not poisoning people. They have, like, their chief creative guy, his name is, like, Mr. Crapknuckle or...
Mr. Krabapple?
Crumpacker. I swear to God, his name is Crumpacker. He was arrested for being a heavy buyer in some drug ring in New York. So...
How much?
He apparently... It was a $75,000 drug ring. He was one of 18 alleged buyers. So anyway, he's in deep doo-doo.
Wow.
And Mr. Crapknuckle, whatever, Crumpacker, yeah, Crumpacker. He is kind of responsible for their philosophy of just ignoring the fact that they poisoned many, many people, and just kind of going on and just talking about how wonderful it is that they're cultivating a better world or whatever the hell it is. So,
you know. I can't deal with the whole love thing. But I like,
you don't like love and food?
I do, but come on. Like, I'm over it.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
They're playing on our emotions.
Well, the funny thing is that they're, the other company that they own is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Do they? They own McDonald's?
Or they're owned under the same... McDonald's owns them, right?
Aren't they owned by McDonald's?
Yeah, they're owned
by... McDonald's owns Panera.
No, they own Chipotle.
McDonald's owns Chipotle.
I don't know.
Are you sure? I'm Googling this right now.
Because they sort of... they treat McDonald's as a rival.
Matt,
and
this
Taco
is something
Bell
that
also.
Matt Phillips would know.
Snopes that shit.
It appears that at one point, McDonald's owned shares accounting for approximately 87% of the voting power of Chipotle's common stock.
Fascinating.
Oh, no wonder.
So...
However, currently, McDonald's no longer has anything to do with Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So at one point.
Thank you, Matt.
That's fascinating.
They were about it.
Well, their sales are in the toilet, just so you know. They're down almost 30% in the first quarter of 2016, and they're trying to figure out what the hell to do about it.
Not in Florida.
You can't
go to a Chipotle without waiting 10 minutes.
We've been twice in the last 2 weeks, and it was... packed, slam jammed.
Lake Mary, downtown Orlando, Castleberry, it is always slammed.
Yeah.
Always.
And we had an intern that apparently eats nothing but Chipotle. He's not going to have tumors, but he is going to be shitting
we'll
his pants,
see.
Apparently.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that's Chipotle. You watch the video, right? It's cute for about 90 seconds, and then you're like, all right, whatever.
So they hit the mark on the first one, and I feel like they're just trying to keep that going, and I don't know that that's going to happen.
They really had a cool one a couple years ago with the Scarecrow. Do you remember this?
That
was all about
cool.
processed food and stuff.
It was the first one. That's why it was cool.
Right.
They just haven't been able to recreate it.
A note to Mr. Crapknuckle. Do something different while you're waiting for
sentencing.
Keep
getting some more drugs.
See what other ideas. So we're going to do this fun thing called Battle of the Brands.
Ooh. Let's see who can suck less.
New segment. We're going to wing this and see how it goes.
This is going to suck.
No, it's not. I've got some brands here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on between them, and then let's lightning round it. I mean, let's keep it short and sweet. First of all, Sprint versus Verizon.
This is a delicious one.
So for those of you who may not know, Verizon had the Can You Hear Me Now guy several years ago, and apparently his contract has expired, and now he has popped up as a spokesperson for Sprint. Sprint has been going after Verizon pretty aggressively with their last few rounds of creative. So, who do you think is winning this Battle of the Brand?
I think it's a pretty genius move, and I think it's pretty ballsy, and I kind of like it, although I don't particularly care about either of them. I guess I'm more of a Sprint guy than a Verizon guy. I have no idea why. Can You Hear Me Now thing kind of got annoying eventually.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, so it worked.
Yeah, so hopefully, and obviously people still recognize it, so hopefully if it works for Sprint as well as it did for Verizon, you know.
I think it's fun, and I think it's clever. I don't know that it's going to get anyone to switch to Sprint. I think it's just going to raise eyebrows and get people talking about Sprint, but I don't know that anyone's going to convert, and go buy a Sprint phone.
Yeah, full disclosure, my brother works for Verizon, but I always give him shit because I have Sprint.
Yes.
It's kind of a douche move on Sprint's part.
I think it's great.
But it's kind of hilarious.
Well, I like the Ricky Gervais spokesperson for Verizon. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, second one up. Any taxi company versus Uber. So, particularly here in Orlando, Mears, which is a taxi provider here in Orlando, they have now started putting stuff in their cabs. It's like, hey, we have an app. Download our Mears app. Versus Uber, who is just the best shit ever. So, let's do a cursory roundtable here, but I think we all know what's going to happen. Who wins this battle?
The thing with Uber, especially here, for whatever reason, and I assume in other big cities, well, most other big cities or many, whatever, it's just, it's hard to beat. You know, you can't...
Austin just got rid of theirs.
Yeah, I know there's some places that, you know, where there's
dumbasses.
Issues and...
If you're whatever, listening from Austin, you're a dumbass.
But generally speaking, it's really hard to beat how convenient and relatively cheap that service is. And, like, if you have to choose as a consumer, you're going to choose Mears Cab just because they have an app?
Fuck
or
no.
You're gonna,
no.
You know?
And it's interesting now because, you know, especially in the past year, you've seen more advertising here in Orlando for Mears, whereas before you never saw that.
Yep.
And then the interesting thing, though, that I will say, when we were in Nashville... We took an actual taxi, and it was cheaper than taking an Uber because of the amount of people that we had.
Well, I'll tell you,
90% of the time it's always going to be cheaper in an Uber.
The Orlando International Airport does not allow you to take an Uber from the airport, but you can take one to the airport. And a couple weeks ago, it was $15 is what it cost me to get from my house to the airport in an Uber. And on the return leg, same distance because I was going back home, $42 plus tip.
Yeah.
In a taxi.
So why would you do that?
Three times as much.
If you didn't have to.
Yeah.
And there was no hand job involved.
Yeah, that sucks. At least if you could have gotten
just a quick squeezer in the back would have been just worth the money.
Yeah, or some roadhead in the trunk.
And finally, Motel 6 is semi-aggressively trying to go after Airbnb.
Has anyone done that yet?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody has started to make fun of that. But, you know, they are, what are they, the world's largest provider of hotel or I guess hotel rooms or rooms, and even though they own no properties. So Motel 6 recently did an ad that won a National Addy Award that...
How would you know, Yash?
I was there.
You were there.
And so the ads are basically targeting people's reasons for wanting to go to an Airbnb as opposed to a real hotel.
I think, you know, we're seeing all this these new ideas and these new service providers and things like that, and you've got all these traditional brands, you're gonna have attacks against them just because, you know, I feel like it's like a wait and see for a lot of brands. They're like, yeah, this is gonna fail, this isn't gonna work, and then it starts to work and they're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like, okay, we have to start telling people why they've always used us in the past, and reasons to keep using us.
Oh. And now,
ding, ding, ding. And now, a new game.
Oh. So we have a new game.
Yeah.
Woo!
So this is true or false on celebrity endorsements for products.
Oh boy.
Okay. What?
So I'm gonna say so and so endorsed such and such, and you have to tell me if that's true or false.
Oh boy.
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So. The first one is Ozzy Osbourne for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
So this is a current endorsement, or you're saying at some point in time this happened?
At some point in time.
When you eat bat heads, do you dip those in butter, or is margarine acceptable?
Either one helps it go down the hatch a little bit.
Well, if I'm thinking about this purely from a marketer's perspective, does Ozzy Osbourne have a place in the hearts of moms and dads who are buying I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, vegetable oil, whatever.
Now you got to think, margarine. They're in their 40s, you know, people who would have gone to see him, you know, back in the day.
Or
so.
50s.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to say this is not a real thing.
Or they're in prison, people who went to see them.
Yash is a false.
Yeah. I feel like that's false. I can't think of anything that he has done an endorsement for. I know there's something. I vaguely recall him and Sharon doing something that was other than like an MTV commercial or something. But
Sharon did the pee-pee pads for a while.
Did she really? Panties?
Yeah, the pee-pee pads, whatever they're called, Poise.
Okay.
Something like that.
I feel like I wouldn't have Ozzy endorse my margarine.
Butter. Your butter?
Yeah.
You're both wrong.
You're polyunsaturated.
It's
what?
It's true. It is true.
When the hell did he do this?
It is 100% true. I don't have... I had to do this rather quickly, so I don't know all the backings of it.
Oh,
but yes,
wow.
He did.
Sharon,
he did
we're all
endorse.
Of this fucking fake butter shit.
Sprayable hydrogenated corn something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next is Michael Jordan for Rayovac batteries.
Oh. Rayovac specifically, huh?
Which is interesting because you just don't hear about Rayovac batteries.
You don't
batteries.
Think they would have the money for Michael Jordan.
Or,
wait, are you talking about Michael B. Jordan?
Or they saved up their marketing budget for the whole year to get his endorsement.
If you're talking Michael B. Jordan, I would say possibly because he hasn't done much since Friday Night Lights.
That would be fun maybe to write copy for, you know, the energy that he brought to the, whatever, I don't know.
I gotta believe that if you are Rayovac, you're probably more concerned about not closing your doors. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say this is all
doors.
Are they big? I feel like they're like, I feel like they're a flea market brand.
They're third tier battery. Like there's Energizer, Duracell, and then you got.
Ever Ready
and Rayovac and
Publix.
Stuff like that underneath. Publix brand.
Hell yeah, I will buy the shit out of a Publix brand battery.
Radio Shack batteries. I have bought those before. I will, full disclosure.
God, we almost went to a Radio Shack today.
We did almost go to a Radio Shack
like
today.
Like it was 1970. And we went to a Staples, and there was a fax machine for sale for $30, and it looked like it had been sitting on the shelf.
Like it had been sitting in cigarette smoke
for 70 fucking years. Yeah. It was tinted yellow. Point
yes,
is,
it was.
No, I don't think Michael Jordan.
Okay, Brian?
I don't think so either. I don't know why. I just don't feel like he's a good fit for that particular product.
You're both correct.
All
Yay!
Right.
We got one right.
Yep. Oh, okay. Just me going to clap? Okay.
The next one.
Oh, sorry.
This is an interesting one. Lifestyle condoms using Darwin as a spokesperson.
Obviously, which, so it would have to be some sort of representation of Charles Darwin, I think.
Yes.
Some sort of character
which
actor.
I
want this to be true.
I want that
so
to be true also.
So badly. If you're listening, any condom manufacturer, and this hasn't been done.
Using
yes.
Darwin.
You need to do this. So I think it makes total sense. Fits the product. Condom companies have been known to have a sense of humor, a sex of humor.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
What a great, can you imagine? It'd be like, people, have you looked at the species lately? You need to be using
look
these things.
Around.
We could use a bit of a reduction.
Yeah. I feel like that's a great idea. I wish somebody would do that, but I feel like somebody has not done that, so I'm going to have to say false on that one. Okay,
Brian, you are the winner on that one.
Yay!
Shut up!
Yay!
Brian's ahead by a point.
Damn Yay! It. That needs to happen. That needs
it does need
to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
You could have some fun with that.
Justin Bieber for Someday Perfume.
Of course, this probably is true.
Someday is a perfume? God.
Who bottles this? Is it? So it's for women, obviously.
I don't even know.
Does he claim he wears it?
I don't even know.
If you're a guy and you endorse
maybe he
perfume,
drinks it.
Could be.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm gonna say, because I think most perfume manufacturers would want the end user to see a person who they would like to mimic in terms of style and fashion. I'm gonna say probably not. Justin Bieber.
I can't think of anything good to say anytime I hear the name Justin Bieber. I just can't. Nothing. It brings up the.
Do you see the movie?
The inner devil in me, which is never very far from the surface.
Do you see the movie where they shoot and kill him? What was it? It was a. It's the one.
Good Lord, that could be good for my nighttime fantasies.
What's the one where Ben Stiller's a model? Zoolander. Zoolander 2.
Was he around? Oh, Zoolander 2.
In
okay.
Zoolander 2. There's a scene where they kill Justin Bieber. They shoot him. It's like 175 times he gets shot.
I hope that's on YouTube. Please.
And then he takes
a
selfie. He takes a selfie right before he dies.
I'm going to look right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Of course. I feel like that's false. I just can't buy it. And
and Yash, you said false?
I'm going to say false.
You guys are both wrong. It's true.
Oh,
is
damn
it really? But I still maintain my 1-point lead.
Yes.
Really?
Ryan
perfume?
Still has... Yep.
So,
absolutely.
Obviously, I'm not in the target demo for that, which explains why I haven't seen that. But
okay. So the next one is, I can't believe it's not butter.
Again?
Again?
Using David Copperfield.
Why?
Like, it's a magic.
It's magic.
Oh,
trick.
I get it.
It doesn't just taste like shit that was in the bottom of your fryer. It actually tastes...
Tell you what, no matter what they do, they're not going to magically make me want to buy that crap.
I used to buy it, I have to admit, and then I read that now they decided that butter is actually not bad.
Brian
for
was
you,
pissed for a week.
I was like, all these years,
I had so much toast,
freaking yellow, crap that oh god,
all the potential goodness you missed out on.
I could have had some delicious Kerrygold butter, grain fed from Ireland, from grain fed cattle.
Put that in your coffee, by the way.
It's amazing. Yeah,
pretty good.
I'm gonna let you go first, Brian. Because I'm going to get this lead back.
I feel like that's true.
Okay.
Feels like that's true. Why do you feel like that's true?
That's another one that I think if you were the agency or whoever was writing that campaign, you could have some fun with it.
Okay.
You know?
Yash?
It just feels like you guys made that up. So I'm going to say that's false.
Yash, you are correct. It's
yes!
False.
Damn it!
We are tied up, gentlemen.
All right.
Two more to go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Okay. The next one is... Chuck Norris endorsing Mitt Romney.
You mean like the president?
Yes.
That's a good one. I see what you guys did there. That's clever.
Yeah.
Well, I believe Chuck Norris is a fairly right-winged person. And I feel like that is entirely probable. So I'm going to say that that's true.
I haven't paid any attention to Chuck Norris since the last of those Vietnam movies, whatever that was. But I do feel like he could have done that. I feel like he would do that.
Okay.
Someone in Hollywood has to like these.
Can I get the definitive answer?
Yes. I think Chuck Norris was in Mitt Romney's corner.
You are both correct. It is true.
Yay!
So, all right, here we go.
All right, we're tied up.
Are we going to have to, we have to disagree here?
And a lot of good it did him.
The last one is Janet Jackson.
Vote for him or I'll kick your ass.
Janet Jackson for cheese nips.
Ah!
Oh, man. No!
I couldn't resist.
Oh, shit.
And Justin Timberlake?
No, he doesn't need the money.
The famous the Super Bowl nip slip.
What was that, 02, 03?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was one of those years, yeah.
See, I think that's one of those ones where I really wish that was true, because that would just be a blast.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I just don't feel like that's happening.
Not buying it.
All right.
I'm going to go no on that one.
Here's why I think it's true.
Because you've seen the commercial.
No.
Oh.
Because I feel like Janet Jackson might have a sense of humor.
And she probably needs money.
I feel like she needs the money. And I feel like even if you didn't need the money, if Cheese Nips just wanted to do that to put out a press release and get some attention, why would you say no to that money?
That's right.
Everybody hates you.
I agree.
So I say it's true.
Brian wins.
Oh! Damn it.
But I mean, I think for once I was totally in agreement with you. I would love to see Janet Jackson.
They should do that just for the press release.
Get endorsed for Cheese Nips.
I love those ones, the celebrity things where it's very self-deprecating, like where they're making fun of themselves and, and they're just having fun with it. And like the who did the one where God bless America, Mike Tyson showed up at what's his name's door and gave him the piece of his ear back.
Oh, Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he?
What was it? Yeah,
I don't know who that was for.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Huh. Well, I think that's it for our shows, fellas.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was not bad.
We might have even learned people a thing or two.
Congratulations for sticking through the whole damn thing, listeners.
Yeah,
listenerships.
I feel like we sucked less on this one. So, yeah, nice work, fellas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
So you can follow us on Twitter at AdLib Podcast. You can sign up for the RSS feed at adlibpodcast.com. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on iTunes. You can email us at info@adlibpodcast.com.
We even check the email occasionally.
You can follow me personally on Twitter, though I haven't tweeted since 1970.
I don't think Twitter's been around that long.
Oh my Yosh, YEOSH.
At John Ruff, JON, RUHFF.
Oops, sorry. I'm at Rock Solid, BWALK, Rock Solid.
Did you see I retweeted and put your name on it for Tour de France?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, he's going to be talking about that for the next month.
I'm going to catch up on all of it.
Oh,
catch up on all of it tonight, and I'll give you the full scoop tomorrow. You will love it, or you will throw me out the window.
Yeah.
Cool.
So thank you to our producers this week. We have Brianna Pollard.
And our newbie, Brittany Fuss.
And Matt sat in. Matt Phillips.
Matt Phillips sat in.
Disappeared.
Thanks,
actually.
Matt.
Until the nicotine urge overtook him.
all right, we'll see you guys next week.
See you.
You've just wasted part of your day listening to this nonsense. AdLib is recorded and produced at Push Button Productions in downtown Orlando. Visit pushbuttonproductions.com. Sign up for the RSS feed and come back for more next week.